Can you hear me, Brother James?
Yes, sir. We can hear you.
We certainly appreciate the invitation to be on this call tonight, and I've certainly enjoyed the song service. And I tell you, those are some beautiful voices, and we know and I believe with every ounce of my being that the Lord is being praised in them, and certainly appreciate the prayer from Brother Sonny, and it's good to hear his voice. Good to see the faces of the saints that we know and love, many of you, and just would like for just a few minutes to draw your attention to a portion of scripture in the book of Proverbs in the 16th chapter, and trust that the Lord will be with us and bless some thoughts that we have from here. And if I start to read in verse 18 of Proverbs chapter 16, the word of the Lord reads, "Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud." The book of Proverbs, of course, and I'm sure that all that are listening tonight understand is it was, of course, as all scripture is, that was inspired of by God. It was breathed into existence by the Lord as holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And we understand that Solomon is the man that God, King Solomon is the man that God utilized to pen these words that we read. And we understand it to be a book that is written to grant us wisdom and grant us knowledge in regards to our life, in regards to being able to handle the circumstances and situations that present themselves to us. And almost every one of these verses could in the whole book of Proverbs could certainly be dedicated to some sort of practical application. And this one is no exception. I don't think I need to labor the point of the practical application too much. Most of us, I trust, are humble enough, not to be boasting about it, but I trust that we're all humble enough to have seen the circumstances and the wisdom of this verse play out in things in our life. Hope I'm not the only one that's willing to admit tonight that it hasn't turned out well to have a haughty spirit whenever I've had one. And it's not good to have pride. And the Lord certainly tells us that one of the things that he hates in Proverbs chapter 6 is a proud heart. And, you know, in times in my life that I look back and think that certainly whenever I have matched these characteristics of being prideful and having a haughty spirit, I can tell you in my own testimony that the practical application of this verse is certainly true. The Lord has a way of dealing with us whenever we behave in such a way. I think, you know, to to go over to the numerous times in the New Testament when we are given the exhortation in the word of the Lord in regards to our behavior. Over and over again, the Lord reminds us of the need to be humble and reminds us that the Lord resisteth the proud, but he giveth grace unto the humble. And we understand that to mean, of course, I believe that God's grace is given unto all his children, and it's by grace that we'll be in heaven one day. But, you know, the Lord didn't just give us grace for glory, and that be all the grace that he gave us. The Bible tells us in the same portion of Scripture in James chapter 4 that he giveth more grace. That means that he gives us grace to live day in and day out. And in order for us to be recipients of that grace, it is of a necessity that we be humble in our walk with the Lord. He resisteth the proud, but he giveth grace unto the humble. You know, Peter says and tells us and gives us this command to humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. He says, if you'll humble yourself, I'll lift you up. He tells us the flip of that in this verse in Proverbs chapter 16. He says, if you lift yourself up, I'll bring you down. I'll bring you down. That's true. And, you know, I'm speaking to people that have lived, some of you, a lot longer than me. You know, I don't mean to call out anybody specific on here, but I see Brother Joe Brooks on here. Brother Joe, I hadn't seen you in a long time. It's a mighty good to see your face and be able to see you, Brother Joe. I'd love to be able to hug your neck. But I know that the people that I'm speaking to understand that application of this verse. But, you know, the book of Proverbs, it is in the midst of having practical wisdom and knowledge in these verses. I believe that, and I don't want to disengage these things as two separate things to the point where we're not able to see both of them together. But nevertheless, in addition to the practical application, just as all Scripture does, I believe that it is necessary when we read the Word of God to see the Lord in it and to not just see his direction of us in it, but for us to see him in it. The Scriptures tell us to search the Scriptures, for in them you think ye have eternal life, but they are they which testify of me. All the Scriptures point us and tell us about our Lord. And to those that love God and to those that desire to fellowship with him, it's our desire to see him in these words and not just and for things not to just be instruction, but instead that we may see the Lord. And here in these verses, when we're told that pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall, I certainly don't see where our Lord was guilty of such in those verses, but I see in the next verse where the Scripture tells us better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. You know, I want to tell you about one that was lowly tonight, where the Scripture tells us that he spoke and said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. You know, one of the biggest blessings you can find is to find a friend that is royalty, but yet at the same time, he's able to condescend and come down and have fellowship with the small folks of the world like us. You know, that's a good friend to have. You know, there are some kings that sit in palaces, and they wouldn't dare ever come down and have any interaction and communication with anybody any lower than them. When indeed, if you were to search them and search how they arrive where they are, and I'm not saying that someone can't work hard and obtain that. I'm just telling you most likely they're not any higher, if you will, than any of us. But they're not willing to come down. But the Scripture tells us about the king who had it all, that here is the way that we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for your sakes he became poor, that ye through him might be made rich. And that is the that's the message of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we may be able to be of a humble spirit with the lowly. And if we have a humble spirit, that means we're able to be with the lowly. You know, isn't it good to be with somebody that you want to be with? You know, time's slowly coming to an end where all my kids are with us whenever we're together most of the time. I got two that's driving now. And, you know, sometimes whenever we get loaded up to go somewhere because they can drive, a lot of times they don't want to just ride with mom and daddy anymore. You know, I guess I'm not as cool as I used to be, or maybe their mom is. And I don't know if it's me or her. I don't know which one it is, but maybe one or two of us, or maybe both of us, are just not as cool as we used to be. But, you know, I love it whenever we can all just load up in the same vehicle and we can go somewhere and we can be with one another. You know, I'm thankful whenever I'm with the saints of the Lord and that I'm with them whenever they worship, that I'm with them whenever we have fellowship on the grounds, that I'm with them whenever they're visiting somebody in need. It's good to be with them. Well, I'm going to tell you, the Bible tells us that if we'll be of an humble spirit, we can be with the lowly. And the lowly is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who, even though he was rich, yet for our sakes, he became poor. There's never been a better description of our Lord than for us to see how humble and how meek he was. And certainly that's to give us exhortation to be the same as he was. But you and I can be blessed with sweet fellowship with Jesus. If we see him in this verse and we can see what he was willing to do for us. You know, I tell you, this day, I'm going to tell you where he is. The Bible tells us that after he ascended up on high, you know, let this, you know, he's in glory today. You know, don't get me wrong. I know I want us to see the characteristic of Jesus as being meek as he was and being lowly as he was and being willing to come down from glory. I came down from heaven. Not to do mine own will, but the will of him which hath sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that all that the Father giveth me, I should lose nothing, but raise it up again at the last day. He came down. He was willing to come down. And I want to tell you, he's not one that divided the spoil with anyone. He's the one that obtained victory because he came down and was willing to do what he did. Oh, that we just humble ourselves. That we may be able to be with the lowly. For I am meek and lowly. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly. And ye shall find rest for your souls. You know, the more we learn about what the Lord did for us, the more we realize of what he's continuing to do for us. And the more we are troubled about the circumstances and whatever circumstances those are, the more we can see that he's taking care of us and that he's watching over us. You know, he's one that when he reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. That's our Lord. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant. And the scripture tells us that he humbled himself unto death, even the death of the cross. Oh my, what a Savior. Oh, that we would humble ourselves, that we may have fellowship with him that was willing to come to where we were. I'm going to tell you, we've got a unique situation with the one we worship. You know, we're, as believers in Jesus Christ, our God is alive. He's not in a tomb. He's not dead. He's not an idol that, as Isaiah said, that is a burden to the weary beast that we have to pick up and carry anywhere. I'm going to tell you, he's exactly where he wants to be at all times. He's exactly where he needs to be. He's one that was Sometimes you run into people in certain circles, and sometimes in some circles they're willing to speak to you. And sometimes whenever you run into them in other places, they may act like they don't know you. You know what the charge was about Jesus whenever he was here, that he sitteth to eat with publicans and sinners. Man, boy, I'm thankful he does that, aren't y'all? I'm thankful he still sits with sinners. I'm thankful that in these verses that we see exhortation. I trust we do. It ain't good to be full of pride. It's not good to have a haughty spirit. And I trust if we're all honest with ourselves, we've been haughty. I know I'm guilty of it. And I don't, I people say, Brother Will, you're going to have to point me to when I did it. Well, I may not know you enough, but I know one thing, that there's not one who's looking at me tonight who ain't a sinner and that hadn't done things that we shouldn't have done. And if that's not one that you struggle with, then maybe I'm not preaching to you tonight, but I'm going to tell you, we've all been haughty. And I'm going to tell you, destruction and a fall, it follows that. But praise be unto the Lord that we have been given these verses that tell us and exhort us to be humble, to be more like our Savior, to be more like our kindred Redeemer, our kinsman Redeemer, more like the one who dwells within us. And may, when people look at us, they see the nature of the Lord Jesus Christ within us, and not one that's lifted up, and not one that's haughty, and not one that's full of pride, but instead one that is meek and submissive, just like our Lord was. Oh yes, he humbled himself, but he's in glory now. And he's even though he's in glory, he's still present with us down here in this low ground of sin and sorrow. He's still with us as we walk here in this world today. May the Lord bless us with fellowship with him. I pray all the days of my life until I see him either coming in the clouds or whenever I wake over on the other side. I thank y'all for your kind, sweet attention tonight. Thank you, Brother James.